let's examine what the main issues are over here. First of all, let's start off here on page 1. Two of the Yud Gimel Ikrei Hadas from the Rambam. Two of them deal with Moshe Rabbeinu and the Torah vis-a-vis Sinai. The first one is Animamim Bemuna Shlema Shnevuas Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Hashalom Haisa Amitis Mishu'av L'Nevim L'Kodmim L'Fonov L'Bayim Achrav. So there's something very fundamental over here that strikes your immediate attention. To say that Moshe Rabbeinu is the Av L'Nevim L'Bayim Achrav, that I understand. He's the Av L'Nevim L'Kodmim L'Fonov. Now, there's something fundamental about Moshe Rabbeinu's relationship, if you call it that, with regard to the Ribbono Shel Olam, with regard to the Torah, that makes him the Av L'Nevi'im, even to those who preceded him. In other words, if their Nevuah was not leading to the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, it can't happen. There has to be an Av. If there's no Av, then there's no Banim. That means that all the nevuahs that preceded, we're talking about the nevuahs of the avos, right, would not be meaningful had there not been subsequently a Moshe Rabbeinu to be their av. Point to ponder. The next, the eighth of the 13 Ikrim. Animamim b'muna shleim shekol haTorah haMetzuya anta b'yadenu hi anesun leMoshe Rabbeinu olav l'shalom. So now we're talking about the Torah. The Torah that we have is the Torah that's given to Moshe Rabbeinu. There is no other Torah. Only the Torah given to Moshe Rabbeinu. And we need to understand that, you know. Why is that so? Why is that so? Why is it Moshe Rabbeinu's representation so totally inviolate that we can't conceive of Torah without Moshe Rabbeinu, and he is an Av that makes possible the Nevuah that preceded him chronologically, those of the Avos, etc. Says the Maral, V'inez Eram Zu Chazal V'Mesech Eschulin Amor Rav V'Yitemer Rav Yochanan Godol Mashenemer Moshe V'Arom Godol Mashenemer Moshe Arom Mashenemer V'Avram V'ilu V'Avram K'siv Anochi Ofer V'Efer V'the Moshe V'Arom K'siv V'Anachnu Ma. Now, there is a Maisa, right? That's obviously not the Derech of the Maral right now, but it is a Maisa that's worth pondering. I've heard it about more than one person, and I think I've heard it something about Yonos and Apshitz, that the Aros Dvash, that he was unable to arrive home before the Yom Nirayim. We're talking in the days preceding Yom Kippur. And he found himself in a town, and he went into the local shul in order to be able to say slichus with them. And he comes in, and there's an individual there, and this individual is weeping copious tears, accompanying them with the statement, Ich bin gornisht, I am nothing. Ich bin gornisht, ich bin gornisht, ich bin gornisht. And it's really, it requires taking out the sponge mops in order to clean up all the excess liquid on the floor from all of his tears. Night after night, during the Seres Yemei Tshuva, to be honest, if you see this, he says, okay. Goes over to Gabbai, he says, I'd like to sit next to this person on Yom Kippur. Gabbai says, of course. Wherever the Rebbe wants to sit. Comes to Tfilas Zaka, Erev Yom Kippur, Ich bin gornisht, I'm nothing. Tears are pouring. Ma'ariv, Ich bin gornisht. Shachar the next morning, Ich bin gornisht. Comes Kriyas HaTorah. Gabbai is giving out aliyahs. This one, that one, next thing. Gives out an aliyah. All of a sudden, this person, the Rebbe Yonasan Apshitz, is sitting next to, stands up and lambasts the Gabbai. All your taste is in your mouth. You don't deserve to be a Gabbai. You don't know what you're doing, etc., etc., etc. We don't have to go into all the gory details. Rav Yonasan Apshitz is totally gaping aghast. Like, what happened here? But he sees that he can't speak to the person right now because the person is really, he's hot enough to fry an egg on his head. Afterwards, comes and says, Rabbi, he says, I don't understand something. All the time during Slichas, you were saying, Ich bin gornisht, I'm nothing. Ich bin gornisht, I'm nothing. Ich bin gornisht, I'm nothing. And then all of a sudden, the Gabbai gives an aliyah, not to your pleasing, and you bust a gut. You lost your muffins. You're screaming like a lunatic, right? And the person turns to Rabbi Yonah Samshas, he says, Rebbe, I don't understand why you don't understand it. Next Hashem, Ich bin gornisht. Next Hashem, I'm nothing. Next to that idiot, I should be nothing. From here, Rabbi Yonah Samshas says, he understood the Gemara, which the Gemara is going to discuss, obviously in a different vein, but it's just a point to ponder. As long as we're talking about the idea of machlokas and people's personal feelings and the way they deal in interpersonal relationships, etc. He says, now he understands, says Rabbi Yonah Samshas, why the Gemara says in Chulin, the greater is that which is said with regard to Moshe and Aaron. It says, Vanachnu ma. We are ma. Greater is that which it said regarding Moshe Aaron, than that which is said with regard to Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu said, Anochi Afra Vavefer. He said, and I was always interested, I was concerned, what really, what's the difference? What do we mean? Afra Vavefer is so much more distinguished than Nachnuma, what am I? It's such a big difference. Said Rav Yonah Samshas, now I understand it. Because when Avraham said, Anochi Afra Ve'efer, he was talking to Hashem. When Moshe Aaron said, Vanachnu Ma, they were talking to other people. It's a lot harder to be gornished in front of other people. I hope you hear the point. It's definitely a point to ponder. Anyway, let us look to the Maral. Maral tells us, Maral tells us, "V'yin zeh ramzu Chazal meseches chulim." Amar Rabbi, Yitim Rabbi Yochanan, Gol Mashenem Rabbi Moshe, Aram Mashenem Rabbi Avraham Avinu, Di Lo Avraham Ksiv, Anochi Ofa Ve'efer. V'yilam Moshe Aram Ksiv Anachnu Ma. Amar Rabbi, Yitim Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Olam Eskayim El B'mi B'shvil Moshe Aram Ksiv Hachav Anachnu Ma, Ksiv Hasam Tola Eretz Al Bli Ma. Right? And there's the idea being, because Moshe and Aaron said, Vanachnu ma, we are what? Ma derech agav is the gematria of Adam. In other words, Vanachnu ma, says the Maral, is really talking about that I am totally potential that needs to be actualized through Hashem. I'm nothing is mine. Nothing is my accomplishment. It's all through Hashem. Anachnu ma. All potential. All potential. And that's why it says, Tola aretz al blima, that the earth itself stands on this attitude of what do you call it, of ma. Potential. Potential. The Gemara then afterwards continues. And it says in Masechta Shabbos in Perek Rabbi Akiva, Shuv ben Levi says that the time when Moshe Rabbeinu came before the Rabbeinu Shalom, received the Torah, the Satan afterwards came and asked the Rabbeinu Shalom, he said, where's the Torah? So Hashem said, I gave it to the Aretz. Now the Satan can't comprehend this. The Torah convinced the Aretz. The Torah is totally sichli, as the Maral explains. The Aretz is totally gashmi. How is it possible for the Torah to be given to the earth? He comes down to the earth, right, and he starts asking. He asks the earth itself. Right, the earth says, no, don't have it. He asks the Yam. Yam says, not with me. It goes to the home, the depths, the we call that are buried inside the earth, deep, deep under the earth. Nowhere. Finally goes back to Hashem. Hashem says, go ask Ben Amram. Right? Amalei Fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Chipasti B'chol Ha'aretz V'Lo Matzatzia. Amalei Leich Etzel Ben Amram. Go to Moshe. Ben Amram. Halach Etzel Moshe. Went to Moshe. Amalei Torah Nishiras Lech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Heichani. Where is the Torah? What have you done the Torah? How could you bring it down here? Moshe Rabbeinu says, Amalei B'chi Ma'ani, Ma'ani, Shenasan Li HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaTorah. What am I? That the Torah should be given to me? Amalei, it's a bizarre agarata. Amalei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe. Moshe, badayata. Moshe, you're a liar. How can you say that with the Torah with me? I gave you the Torah. Amalei, Baruch Shalom. Chemda Gnuza, your precious treasure. Shatam Shtasheba, that you take delight in. Right? B'chol Yom. You delight in it. It's totally ruchni. I should be able to say my Torah, my Torah. I'm like Kodesh Baruch Hu, Moshe, hold me atata atzmecha. Since you have so humbled yourself, Tikore al Shimcha, it will be called on your name, Shneam or Zichru Torah's Moshe Avdi. The Navi Malachi says, remember the Torah of Moshe Avdi. It's called Torah's Moshe. Right? The reason is, why? Because since Moshe Rabbeinu, right, his whole world view was ma'ani, va'anachnu ma. I have nothing of my own. I have no agenda of my own. I'm only here as potential that's meant, that's waiting to be actualized ultimately by the Creator. He is a person of ma. He is the person that can bring down the Torah. It's called Torah's Moshe. Let's go a step further. The Maharal in Derech Chaim addresses the issue as to why the Mishnah says Moshe kibul Torah be Sinai, Sarali Yoshua, Yeshua the Skenim, Skenim Nevi'im, right, etc. Maharal is bothered by, what do you mean Moshe kibul Torah be Sinai? Did he get the Sinai handed it to him? Sinai didn't hand it to him. He's kibul Torah Hashem. I mean Sinai. So what does it mean, Moshe Kibul Torah be Sinai? So I think, right, I think there's an appropriate answer to this. What does Sinai mean for us? So here's something we've discussed before. Pasuk says in Devarim, "Hakishom lechol shmon afshachom meod pen tishkachas advarim asheroi necha, upen yasur milvavcha kaimei chayecha lodatum milvanecha levnevanecha." Pasuk in Devarim tells us, "Be wary, talav, lest you guard your soul, lest you forget the things that you saw with your own eyes, unless you cause them to leave their placement in your heart all the days of your life, and you shall teach your children and your children's children." What is that meant to be taught? What is it meant to be remembered? Yom asher amadat lefnei Hashem Elokecha b'chol rev, the day that you stood before your Creator, right? Rebono shalom b'chol rev at Har Sinai. Be'emor Hashem Eli, as Hashem said to me, this is Moshe Rabbeinu speaking, Hakel yisam v'eshma'em es dvorai asher yilandun yirosi kol yomim. Hashem Chaim al Adamav es v'nei milam meidun. They should not forget Sinai. Says the Ramban, Chumash. Right? He says this is a law from the Torah. Aval ha-ksiv, ha-kosav hazeh, v'dayti mitzvah lo saseh. Yishom lecha, shmona shechem od pen tishkach, that's what I'm saying, shero enecha. You must not forget that which you saw, upen yasiru milvavcha, and you should not cause the experience to leave your heart. Because when he died, he mitzvah lo saseh, he is here b'ma'od, ki kasher amar, she nizar, mikol ha-mechol ha-mitzvahs, v'nishmar ha-chukim, v'shvatim ha-sosom, chaz v'amar, rak ani mazir ha-ma'od, li-shomer v'li-shmor ha-tzvacha. After he told us to keep the mitzvahs, but he says, be wary, be careful, guard your existence, ma'od ma'od, lizkor me'ayin bo'e lecha mitzvah, from whence you receive these mitzvahs. Shor tishkach ma'imet ha-sinai, don't forget ma'imet ha-sinai. We call it v'ar m'shero sham e'necha, everything that you saw there, the kolos and the lapidim, the sounds, the flashes of light, as kvodov, as godlov, with rabba sheshamata, sham mitocha eish, and the words of Hashem that you heard, mitocha eish, from the midst of the fire. So Ramban says you have to remember, right? You mustn't forget Har Sinai. and you should teach your children, your children's children. And then in Sefer Mitzvahs, he writes, a mitzvah, shniach, shenis, shenimnu, shelo, nishkach, don't forget me, hametzini, v'lo, nasir, also, midatet, which can cause us to leave our consciousness, how about you, eineinu, v'l'gmeinu, sham, kolam, yamin, but rather our eyes and our hearts should be there all the days. Tell me something, does anybody here remember Maimon Har Sinai? I don't remember Maimon Har Sinai. Does anybody here remember Har Sinai? Maybe, you know. Maybe there's someone who has an unbroken chain of Masorah all the way back to Sinai. But even then, I know it only from what I heard. It's not what I saw. I heard it from my father from his father from his father, and so on and so forth until all the way back to Sinai. Let's say that, but recall. But it's not like I can remember myself. I was told it. Aid me, P.A.'d. It's not like I was a witness to it. I heard testimony from somebody else. I think the idea is as follows. And this is something we discussed before. It says in Parshas Yisroel, "V'chol ha'am ro'im es ha'kolos." It was referred to also in the Ramban that we saw before from Dvarim. "V'chol ha'am ro'im es ha'kolos," and all the people saw the sounds. "V'chol ha'am ro'im es ha'pidim," and the flashes of fire. "V'chol ha'am ro'im es ha'shofar," and "V'chol ha'am ro'im es ha'shein," "V'yar ha'am v'yanu v'yamdu mirachok." Right? The mountain was smoking. "V'yar," and the people saw Vayanu, and they shook Vayamdu Merachok, and they stood at a distance. Vayomru Moshe, Daber Ata Imanu V'Nishmaya, Al Yidaber Imanu Elokim Penamus. And the people said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "You speak with us, right? You listen to Hashem, because if we listen to Hashem directly like this, we're going to die." So what does all this mean? So Nefesh HaChaim says, he says, what does it mean that they saw the kolos? So he brings the Medrash. The Medrash says that they heard that which they ordinarily saw at Sinai, and they saw that which they ordinarily heard. And as the Nefesh HaChaim explains it, the Olam HaGashmi, the physical world, which ordinarily we see very clearly with our eyes, is tantalizing to us. The Olam HaRuchni is more distant. We hear it. We don't see it. But at Sinai, everything was reversed. The physical world became heard by them. The spiritual world became seen by them. That which they were accustomed to seeing, they now heard. That which they were accustomed to hearing, they now saw. Everything was reversed. And yet, the pasuk says immediately afterwards, we can't continue this. To the people of Moshe Rabbeinu, we'll die. But Moshe Rabbeinu remains in a state of seeing what everybody else ordinarily hears and hearing what everybody else ordinarily sees. Moshe Rabbeinu is the quintessential person of, as we said before, Ma. I have no self per se, with its own agenda. Myself is completely dedicated to be a kli for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Anachnu ma, anachnu ma. Therefore, that's what the Maral means. Why did it say that Moshe Kibbutz Torah Sinai? Say Moshe Kibbutz Torah Mir Ribbono Shel Olam. Of course, he was mekabel from Ribbono Shel Olam. He was mekabel though from Sinai. Because Sinai represents an experience that is earth-shaking, it's earth-shattering. It is a revolution, it's an experience of people seeing what they ordinarily heard. The world of ruchnius that people just ordinarily hear. I hear it, I hear the idea, but now they saw it. Clearly, vividly, they saw the ruchni nature of the world, and that which ordinarily, right, they saw, now they heard. Physicality and all of its cohorts, right? All its cohorts. but they were nearly saw. Now they only heard. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who experienced this consistently, constantly. Right? Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Ata po amod imodi, you stay with me." Everybody else says to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, says Moshe, "Ve'omrel Moshe, daber atayman, you speak to us. Menishma, we'll hear from you, Ali daber imanu lokim. But let Hashem not continue speaking to us, pen namus, lest we die." They couldn't keep up. They couldn't keep up the state of roimes hakolos, the state of seeing what they ordinarily heard and hearing what they ordinarily saw. The flip of their worldview was too much for them. But Moshe Rabbeinu, because he is the ish ma, ma ani, vanachnu ma, what are we? Therefore he is right, mekabel me Sinai. The Sinai experience can always remain with Moshe. Moshe is the only one who can be the intermediary to bring the Olam of Ruchnius, the Torah from the world of the Sichli and the Ruchni, down into this physical earth. He's the only one, because he's the only one who is the quintessential Ma. Therefore he can be Mekabel from Sinai, the experience of Sinai. Everybody else falls after two Dibros, Maniach. Right? Let's say they heard Anochi and Vol Yelecho. But then they fold. Right? I'll get a very money looking pen on mus, lest we die. Moshe Rabbeinu remains there. So there's no Torah on the earth without Moshe Rabbeinu. To argue with Moshe Rabbeinu, to censure, to dissent, to create machlokas with Moshe Rabbeinu is to forget why and how the Torah can be with us. Continue. The Machlokas, Sholo Shem Shemayim, Svasemet says, right? Now he brings a medrash, Ach Nifsha, Ikias Oz, Pasuk, Ishlei. A person who, as it were, betrays, fights with his brothers, has cut himself off from his source of strength. This is exactly what Korach did. By separating himself from Moshe, he cut himself off from his very roots. How so? Ki ikar kol haTorah, says the Svasemes here in Tafresh Lamed Ches. V'chol seichel v'chokmas odom. Torah is the oz that Hashem has given us. In other words, you can work hard, and that's what you have to do. You have to work hard, and you struggle, and then you understand. And it's your Torah. But the instant that you realize it's your Torah, you realize, what am I? Hashem gave this to me as a gift. My struggling is not the source of my achievement. The struggling is my source of now becoming a beneficiary of Hashem's gift. Every achievement in Torah has to lead to a new state of bitul, of negation, of exiting a deeper and stronger level of the egocentric universe and realize, and now I'm ready for Hashem to bestow upon me a gift. Our own personal struggles are the means by which we can receive the gift that Hashem gives us. Ubevadai, says the Svasem, Messiah Korach, Oved Hashem v'chacham godol. He was an Oved Hashem. He was a Chacham Gadol. He wasn't just, you know, interested in being intellectual. He was an Oved Hashem and a Chacham Gadol. Avol bezeh shesamach rak al chachmaso umasav nikra merida b'torah v'Hashem yizbarach. By lowering the concept of Torah to be something which is determined purely by my own achievement, and ignoring the idea that it's otherworldly and has to come to me by way of a gift only after I've primed myself through my I struggle. That's not what gives it to me. The struggle that I engage in, the hard work, the amala, etc., makes me a worthy recipient of the gift that Hashem is going to give. That was the difference between Moshe and Lahamza, Elif, Alufi, Abdullah, and Korach. Korach said it's all about my own personal achievement. That's what it's about from beginning to end. And that's what he's the antithesis of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Aron, v'anachnu ma. V'anachnu ma. Continue. The Mishnah says, "Kol machlokes shehi l'shem shamayim sofa l'iskai." The machlokes, which is l'shem shamayim, in the end, will remain. And one that is not l'shem shamayim will not be remain. Eidim machlokes shehi l'shem shamayim, machlokes bei hilul and shamayim. With the machlokes l'shem shamayim, With the machlokes she'ein l'shem shamayim, who machlokes, right? Korach v'chol adaso. We are standing at a fundamental crossroads here. How do we understand Torah? Is Torah just... We're not even talking about Torah just being an intellectual enterprise. That for sure goes out the window. But the thought that it's even a religious enterprise, but it's my achievement. Forgetting the state of humility after I've achieved to realize that's all a gift from Hashem that leads me to the possibility and the potential of receiving a new gift. Once again, through my toil. But it's not about me. Moshe Rabbeinu says, V'anachnu ma. So it says, V'asemes. Ki bevada yesh makom l'chilukei deos shenimtsa b'bnei Yisrael. There is room for disagreement. Moshe Rabbeinu says, parts of em shavu, kach ein deos em shavu. It's just that our faces are not the same, and our one, so too. Our deos, the way we process things, the way we understand things, is not the same. But even al pimash akosav, adoni of yiskeni, the chidush yarim, ala mishni, yimena nili nili, right? If I am not going to do what is incumbent upon me, because each Jew has his own job, be it in the world of Torah, be it in the world of Avodah, be it in the world of Midos, everybody Jew has got his own job, his own specific job description. Each one, like the Shlomo says and others, right? Yisrael is Rosh Tevos, Ish, Shishim, Ribo, Osios, the Torah. Every Jew has got a letter in the Torah. Uniqueness. Each person is unique. In Eina Nili Mili. Kshanila Atzmi Ma'ani. But if only I can think of myself and I don't return to the Klal and realize that we need the Klal together. In order to be able to do the Ratzon Hashem, we have to return our achievements as really call it as what, but it's all batel to the klal. It always goes back to Klal Yisrael as a whole. If we don't do that, then kishani latzmi ma'ani. And if only about myself, and not about my giving back to the what do you call it, to the klal as a whole, and knowing that we have a total job description to do. The Torah is given to all of us altogether. What am I? As I said, every moment has its requirements of tikkun. Every moment. You can't make up what you didn't do before. There's a reason why you didn't do it. But every moment has its own chiyuv. And says the what he called says the Sfasemes. Kosh Baruch Hu presents himself to us in three planes. Vahar Sinai Ashan Kulo. Olam Shana Nefesh. Space, time, human life, human existence. And each of these has their unique focal point. The focal point of time, Shabbos. The focal point of space is the Makom Mikdash, the focal point of the human life of the souls of the Jewish people. Medrash says that Korach, right? Korach came to argue with Shabbos. Do we think Korach didn't keep Shabbos? He was very frum.
Very, very fluent. It has nothing to do with that. The reason, right, that says the Korach was in discipline with Shabbos is because Shabbos is meant to be that which is kolel all of the time, all the unique times. You have to realize that this system of individuality, but then everything has to return to one source, to oneness. Because Klai Yisrael always has to be involved in oneness that has to define our nature. Ata Echad, we say in Mincha Tamar Shabbos, Ata Echad. Speaking of Hashem, you are Echad, Ushimcha Echad. And the way you reveal yourself is Echad. Umeika Amcha Goy Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz. Who is like in the Jewish people who were a nation of oneness. This has to be part of our worldview. Struggle, achieve. He's battles to the Kalal. It's all part of our job description. My job description, do, once again, struggle, achieve. Let's go back to the Kalal again. The Kalal of Shabbos brings together, right, unity, the universe in every aspect on the plane of time, on the plane of space, on the plane of human life itself has to declare Hashem's oneness. So Moshe Rabbeinu, who's the master of Ma, he's the only one who can bring the Torah down to the earth, from the world of Ruchnias down to the world of Gashmis, from the world of spirit to the world of physicality. Only a Moshe Rabbeinu who is a Ma. What am I? And only there's potential for Hashem to fill. Only he can bring the Torah down. When Korach argues with this, he's no match. Because Korach is consumed with it's all about me. It's all about me. It's all about me. I'm going to work at it. I'm going to work at Torah. I'm going to work at that. I'm going to work. I'm going to know the answers. But it's all about me. That is the destruction of Klal Yisrael. It's the destruction of the concepts of the Torah. Said before, it's amazing. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu was the father of the Nevi'im who succeeded him, and those who preceded him, actually, the ones who preceded him. And the mind, they never would have been if they were not going to be a Moshe Rabbeinu who could bring the Torah to the earth. Only a Moshe Rabbeinu can bring the Torah to the earth. Zichru Torah's Moshe Avdi. That's the way it is. On the plane of time, Shabbos gathers together everything. On the plane of space, the base of Midrash gathers together everything. And on the plane of human existence, the souls of the Jewish people, it all has to return to the Kalal. It's not about me. My contribution to the Kalal, who is one unit attached to Hashem. My contribution is giving realization to my individuality. I have a unique tafkid. I do it. Not to put another feather in my cap, but to realize whatever I did was just a means by which Hashem now gives me a gift. And it's all those gifts, it's all part of the tzibur, it's all part of the klal. That is why the machlokas of Korach, right, with Moshe Rabbeinu, is so catastrophic. That's why they were destroyed off the face of the earth. There were those who were burned, there were those who were swallowed up in the earth, there were those who were burned and swallowed up in the earth. Swallowed up in the earth means not here anymore. The earth itself was repulsed by those who wanted to say that we can dispense with Moshe. You dispense with Moshe, then you might as well dispense with existence. Because if there's no Moshe, there's no Torah down on earth. If there's no Torah down on the earth, then there's no reason to the world is gone. Okay. Okay, Hatzlacha.